Last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a 5% decrease in opioid-related deaths nationwide in 2018. It's the first decrease in nearly 30 years. A senior official with the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy visited Bloomington's Chestnut Health Systems to gain insight on how addiction treatment is covering rural residents. WGLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Ann Hazlett about how Chestnut is measuring up nationwide.
I think one of the most encouraging things that I heard about was a lot of partnership and the opportunity to bring people working together. The facility here at Chestnut working closely, for example, with the hospital and with the school systems, and seeing how we can reach people in different settings.
Chestnut Health System says they most commonly see residents with alcohol addiction. About 60 or over 60% of the people that come through their doors have an addiction to alcohol. How does that compare to the national level?
In many of the communities, particularly in rural areas that I travel and our leaders travel, yes, alcohol is an ongoing challenge that we need to continue to address in the face of these other threats like opioids and methamphetamine.
Commonly seen here at Chestnut are long wait times to get into a residential treatment for women and for men up to 3 months. There's also an issue with how long residents can stay within the treatment program here. Can you give voice to that and talk a little bit about the long-term implications of that?
The wait times are something that we are working incredibly hard at the federal level to ensure that no matter where someone is living, that when they are ready to get help, that treatment is available. This is something that's a partnership between the Congress and the administration. Having the funding to build this infrastructure is important, but then also at that community level, you know, we can have places that people can go for treatment, but also taking the stigma off of getting treatment. If it's available, going ahead and ensuring that people go and get it. In terms of the amount of time that somebody is able to stay in a facility, I think this only underscores the need as well to ensure that we have those recovery services that are in communities, both in a Chicago as well as in a rural area that we see in the southern part of the state, or even here in Bloomington, that people will have the services they need to stay healthy long term.
Now, in your meeting with Chestnut representatives here in Bloomington, you brought up the fact that rural communities have a stronger issue when it comes to getting their residents in contact with addiction services. Two of the things that were brought up in this meeting was the fact that in rural communities there is higher stigma rates and issues with transportation in regards to getting to a treatment facility. Can you talk about how we address those concerns and what are the steps moving forward?
Stigma remains a challenge across our country, but particularly in rural areas. And sadly, the breadth and the scope of the opioid crisis in particular, I think, has really begun to change that conversation in a lot of communities. Often the most powerful antidote for stigma is a person being sharing their story when they're impacted, whether it's losing a brother or a father or a beloved student, peer in a school. So sharing stories and creating safe places that people can talk openly about what's happening in their community is an important first step.
Opioid-related deaths, they might be plateauing, maybe decreasing a little bit, according to the most recent reports from the CDC. Can you talk about, from your perspective, what the status of the opioid epidemic is currently and how treatment is going across the nation?
We are seeing signs of progress. There was some numbers that were released last month that suggested that the provisional numbers deaths are down almost 5% for 2018. This would be the first decline that we've seen in over 30 years. But at our team, under the leadership of Jim Carroll, who is our drug czar, we will continue to fight because every life is precious and every day matters in our work.
And how about steps in the process of preventing opioid addiction from the front side?
There's also been a lot of work done here as well. There's federal dollars through our Drug-Free Communities program at the national level, and then here in the community, seeing partnerships like the recovery-oriented systems of care, the ROSC system that I heard about in Illinois this morning, those types of coalitions where we can bring many different community interests together are critical to preventing that next generation from beginning drug use in the first place.
Illinois recently legalized recreational marijuana, becoming in effect January 1st of next year. What do you think about recreational use, and what do you think about possibility for nationwide legalization?
These are decisions that are being made at a state level, and we think it is important to have adequate research so that when policymakers are making these choices, that they're fully informed.
WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Ann Hazlett, a White House senior advisor.